Have you seen this thing that happened in Miami at the apartment complex?
Yes. Very scary.
12-story apartment building. The last time I looked at the story, one dead, several injured, searching for survivors. Cause unknown, but it looked like a whole like corner of it just imploded.
They just rescued a little boy out of there. They just saw him climbing out.
Let's go to Tom G. Hey.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, Tom G's a chief in Stanford. Good, thank you. You were watching this. What do you think?
Yeah, this morning I was at work and we had it flipped on and we were watching all it's weird. It's a little bit scary. It looks like they lost like a whole quarter of the building. Just collapsed.
The last time I saw something like that was Oklahoma City. That truck that parked out in front.
Oh yeah.
It blew the front of the building
McVeigh,
off. I mean, it's not that drastic. But it's something happened. A building doesn't just fall off like that.
Especially not those buildings. The residential high rises, they're reinforced concrete structures. They're rock solid. They're great in fires. They're great in storms. They do really well. So this is a little bit of head scratcher. What happened? You know, you don't know if it was a problem with the construction or
gas leak,
sinkhole, maybe
that is built
sinkhole.
On.
Sinkhole. You know, Florida's known for sinkholes.
Usually you don't get sinkholes near beaches, but it's Florida, and it certainly is possible there was some erosion underneath or improperly prepared underneath. You know, it's just the whole thing's weird. But
sinkhole, I mean, I would think we'd have a picture of that on the internet by now.
Maybe it's under the rubble.
I agree with AJ. If it was, it's definitely buried right now, whatever happened.
Yeah.
But I think the most concerning thing is, you know, it happened overnight when it was occupied.
Ugh.
You know, people are sleeping. Apparently, there were reports of the building swaying before it went down. I heard some eyewitnesses said they felt the building shake and move earlier, which means it was starting. That's usually an early indicator of failure.
Wow.
And it's a pancake collapse, what we call pancake, where it's like a stack of pancakes on top of one another.
Remember L'Aviance Plaza?
Yeah.
That was a pancake collapse, right? And as opposed to a V collapse where you have, you know, it's like a V and there's sides holding up. So it's harder to find people and you got big, heavy stuff. They're going to have to move it. They're going to have to get cranes in there like they did at the World Trade. They're going to have to get cranes and take things out piece by piece and listen for people with we have special microphones that can put in and listen for people banging or yelling or making noises. And
Jesus,
it's going to be a long, drawn out process. It will not be fast, and they have to be really careful the way they move the rubble so you don't potentially hurt a live victim. It has to be very careful and coordinated. It'll be a big deal. You'll
Man.
See.
AJ,
I imagine they'll probably find more.
AJ, you said you saw them pull a boy out?
Yeah, a young boy came out. He was under his own power, so they got him out. He walked out.
Wow.
I found a video on Twitter of a security camera. A resident was not home at the time, but she posted the video on Twitter of the entire collapse until the camera went dead.
What does it look like?
It's black and white footage, and it's from her kitchen counter, it looks like. So you see these little pebbles, must be drywall, something, falling on the counter and just piling up, and you see the entire room sway back and forth.
Wow. That's wild.
Just something else. We're gonna keep our eye on this. I'm like I said, I'm very interested as into the why, as I'm sure most people are.
Yeah.
I mean, what about the people in the high rises to the left and right? How do you think they feel this morning?
Yeah, I'd be out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so good.
I'm grabbing my hat and I'm out of there.
Can you imagine everyone rushing to the elevator to get out of there, too?
Yeah.
I'm sure there wasn't enough time.
Yeah, in the stairwell.
You know, it was overnight. Yeah, I'm sure there wasn't enough time.
No, but I mean the rest of the building, the part of the building that's standing.
Yeah, still intact.
Like you feel rumble, you think it's an earthquake, and then you hear just screams, and then you're like, we're out of here. And now you have everybody in the building rushing for an elevator, which is the worst place to go, or a stairwell.
Yeah.
Where it's not designed to take that many people at that all at once.
Just too scary.
Right. Yes. Very, very scary. Very, I feel for the people, especially the people that are involved. It's got to be terrible. It's going to be tough on responders. It's going to be a long-term incident. We're not talking hours. We're talking days.
Days.
Oh, obviously.
Do you guys train
days.
For
oh,
stuff like that? Like, this seems
we do.
Like... And what do you so you roll up and now what?
Oh, hang on one second. I turned on my radio.
You're awake for this meeting.
Come on, man. Pesky calls. Tom, come on. You're on the radio.
Right. Same emergency. Who cares?
No, listen, you roll up, and the first thing on a collapse you want to do is you want to assess what's going on. You know, how is the rest of the building? Is it going to fall on us?
Oh, wow. Right.
At the same time, you do what's called you try to get the people that you see that are at the surface or close to the surface, and you would start at the edges because you don't want to start at the top and potentially step on people on the way up or underneath debris. And then once you get the obvious people, you know, you have to call in a lot of resources early. It's going to be resource intensive. We're talking cranes. We're talking USAR teams. We're talking people with the dogs and the microphones to listen. And that takes a while. That might take up to 2 to 3 to 4 hours to assemble. And then, you know, all that time, you're just doing what you can. Obviously, you have to make sure that the occupants that are in the building that's still standing, you have to get them out and you have to do a search of that building. And which you could see them doing. They had the tower ladder up, and they were going in through the porches and just kind of looking in there and going in some of the apartments and getting people out. And the building could be compromised that whole time, you know, so it could come down on those guys at any time. So that takes a little bit of intestinal fortitude to do that.
I didn't even think of that part of it, that you arrive on the scene and where you have to go to get people.
Yeah.
Is the exact spot that, you know, well, if there's going to be another layer of this coming off, it's going to land right here.
Exactly.
Right. And you know, when these buildings collapse, they have like a lot of pieces of debris are still hanging up. This thing was 12 stories tall. So while these guys are trying to get active people out, a big block of concrete could fall right on top of these guys.
Man.
So somebody's got to keep an eye on that.
Right.
And sometimes you have to go up in the tower ladder and they'll have to, if they can, tie those pieces back.
Wow.
So it's the Miami area, and if it's Miami-Dade, they have the resources to handle it. That's the good thing. They have, you know, they're pretty top-shelf department down there, so they'll be able to do it. They have a USAR team, I believe, right in Miami, so they could get them up and running pretty fast.
What does that mean?
That's a good
USAR
news.
Team.
Urban Search and Rescue. So it's a type of specialized team that is a regional type of asset that can be deployed to these types of incidents.
We don't even think about this.
No.
Yeah.
We go home, we go to bed.
We have them up here.
While you guys and girls are training and doing all this stuff for all these different scenarios that may or may not happen, you know, we're just living our lives.
Having a ham sandwich. Yep.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
doing stupid stuff.
Exactly.
Sour balls.
Right.
Chief out of Stanford's on. That L'Abiance Plaza, were you a firefighter when that happened?
I was. I was a rookie in training. I had just gotten hired. And the chief came in. I think it was noon or 1 o'clock.
It was the middle of the day. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah. It was 12 or noon. He goes, "Hey, listen, they just had a big collapse up from Bridgeport, a building collapse." He goes, "I think they need help." He said, "Class is canceled." And he said, "If you guys want to head up there," he says, "you know, you'll need your union card to get on site." But he said, "you know, get on up there and give them a hand if you can." So we all trucked up there. But it was, you know, by the time we got up there, it was pretty much over for us. All the obvious people that they could get was done, and they're waiting for the resources to show up.
So that was a building that was under construction, and the method of construction back then was to pour these giant floors and then lift them.
Yeah.
And so they lifted. How many floors did they have up at the time? Do you remember?
I think it was at least 8.
Yeah, I want to say 6.
I think, and I'm going off the top of my head.
Right, me too. For some reason, 6 is in my mind. But I remember
it was
workers
right around there
who were in the area. Now, you had workers like ants all over the different floors of the building.
Yeah.
And then the top floor went, boom, down to the next floor. And the workers who were around that scene just heard, boom, boom.
That's it, jump.
Boom.
Just boom.
Kept
falling floor.
There were people who just didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
And it was just dust everywhere.
Yeah. Ghastly.
Oh, just horrible.
Yep.
And,
some people jumped and they only made it halfway out, and it was just, you know, it just wasn't good. It was a bad scene.
Terrible. Bad scene.
Tragic, very tragic.
This is equally as bad.
This reminds me of that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good. Like I said, it's going to be a big, you'll hear so much about this, and then the conjecture will start on how it happened, and, you know, won't know for a long time why it happened.
Well, there's no report of a big boom or blast.
Yeah.
And the sinkhole thing is a theory, I guess.
It's a theory. It's conjecture.
Phil, you
usually
seeing anything
near beaches,
floating
not
around?
So much.
Yeah, there's a 45-second, it looks like, eyewitness video from someone who was across the street. This is the Twitter account, is JC Groves.
This is our hotel. We are right there on the second floor. The building, one of these huge buildings, gone. Right here beside us, the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Look at the building. It's gone. It was however many stories. It's just the parking. The whole building's gone. It was beautiful.
This person's in shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's something else. Like I said, it looks like they lost a good, almost like a quarter of the building.
You know,
it kind of looked like a clover from the top, and they lost like a quarter of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's interesting to me is with all of these cameras everywhere, and this happened at night, we still don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's not the, here it is, here's the video, this is what happened.
Right.
Not weird?
No, you won't know.
They're going through all that now, I would imagine.
No, I know, but if there's some, you know, like, people are posting their own security video now, and I can't believe there's not one that's like, oh, nothing happened. It just collapsed.
Right.
Or there was a wolf, or someone smelled gas. Like, with the amount of information that travels through the internet now and how fast it travels, that we don't know something that we think, oh, pretty sure it was this.
A possible cause,
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
Listen, they'll video it. They'll classify the parts as they take them apart. They'll segregate them into areas and where they came from, and the structural engineers will come in and they'll figure it out. It's going to take a while, but they'll figure it out.
It could be a
building issue, the way they built it. Could be a materials issue. Could be something to do with the foundation or the substrate on which the building was built. Could be erosion. Could be a sinkhole. You know, could be a lot of things.
Yeah. All right.
But hopefully there's people in there and we get them out. That's the important thing.
Alive.
Because I imagine, I think it was overnight, if I'm not mistaken, or it was in the evening when people would be in those places.
I think it was 2 a.m.,
That is the...
Yeah, so people are sleeping. Worse. You know, imagine you're sleeping in your comfortable place and all of a sudden, whoosh.
Yep.
Hard to imagine, but
Yep.
And like I said, unfortunately, because it's what they call a pancake collapse, the voids are very small and the survivable spaces are very small. If it was like a lean-to collapse or a V collapse, they're a little bit more survivable. But these pancakes are kind of tough.
Yeah.
You know, basically, it's your furniture in your place keeps the floors up. So, like, you know, you could be in between two beds and the floor is resting on top of those type of thing.
There are those miracle stories. Anytime there's an earthquake at one of these countries where they don't really construct buildings like we do here. And, you know, it's like 6 or 7 days and then they hear a... And they crack something open, and then there's a kid pops out. It's like just the dresser just like covered his body or something.
Yeah,
you know?
So. A miracle.
Yeah.
All right, Tom. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate what you do every day.
All right.
All right,
keep an eye on this.
All right,
brother. Talk to you later.
Tom G, Chief in Stanford.